to recognize also my co-authors in this, Marie McGlenn, Marlene Mackey, Jean-Duc Bach, and two of my authors are here in the audience today, Winifred Thompson and Kimberly Alston. Kimberly Alston is the director of the Palmetto Healthy Start Program, of which this is an extension or an add-on program. The Prematurity Prevention Partnership seeks to have reductions in premature and low birth weight births, to extend and focus Palmetto Healthy Start interventions that are already in place, and to take a holistic approach in trying to find ways to help women reduce the risks of prematurity and low birth weight. This holistic approach covers also what's going on in Palmetto Healthy Start. As a Healthy Start program, they focus on a resource mothers model where they have lay workers who are trained to from the population themselves who are doing home visiting and telephone interview work with women that are in the program. And they address multiple risk factors beyond just the physical risk factors that these women face, as largely minority and very low income women that are participating. They have many issues that go beyond the medical issues that they're facing with the pregnancy. They have often some psychological issues with depression, with stress, with anxiety. They have many social issues and things around the ability to have proper housing, enough food for their families, sometimes work issues, sometimes domestic violence. And so all of these things are considered both in the Healthy Start Program and the Prematurity Prevention Partnership also kept this holistic approach going. Basically, the goals of both programs are to reduce the incidence of prematurity at the Richland County Palmetto Healthy Start Program participants. They actually work in both Fairfield and Richland County for Palmetto Healthy Start, but the information that we had for the Prematurity Prevention Project came just from Richland County residents, and that's the state capital county in Columbia, South Carolina. We partnered with the March of Dimes, the South Carolina chapter, key providers in the community, and also community leaders to put the program together. And one of the main foci is to help women identify and address risk factors with a variety of effective interventions. As I think everybody knows, we're looking at prematurity as if having a delivery before 37 completed weeks of gestation, and low birth weight is anything under 2,500 grams or 5.8 pounds. When women are brought into the Palmetto Healthy Start program, they are all assessed for risk factors for any number of poor birth outcomes. And with the overlay of the Prematurity Prevention Project, they were also more specifically assessed for risk factors that are associated with prematurity. Those with modifiable risk for prematurity, and that was about 74% of all the women that were screened, receive an individualized service plan that whatever issues she's facing, her resource mother and the social worker work out a plan to try to address those problems. And then the plans are implemented through these contacts with the social workers and the resource mothers in the Palmetto Healthy Start program. One thing that I think is very clear in looking at this program is that the resource mothers are at the core of the intervention and the way that it operates. And these women are knowledgeable about the women that they serve, very caring and concerned. There's a lot of social support that goes on in the interaction of somebody who is focused on you during your pregnancy and helping you through with many different kinds of ideas. The thing that happened with the Prematurity Prevention Project was that there was extended training for the resource mothers on the signs and symptoms of prematurity, the risk factors that are associated with prematurity, and so everyone was on a more of a high alert that that these could be factors with this population, and there was a new emphasis brought to it. So the evaluation goals, we actually did a larger evaluation than what I'm going to be talking about today, but I'm looking today strictly at the birth outcomes. So did prematurity and low birth weight ratios reduce over time in the population as this program was implemented? And also as compared to the state and county levels that were occurring with pregnancies at the same time. On the Palmetto Healthy Start collected the information on birth outcomes. We also looked at hospital delivery records to make sure that we had very accurate. The Palmetto Healthy Start collects birth outcomes from self-report, which does tend to be actually pretty accurate, but we double-checked on that looking at hospital delivery records. The state and county provided vital records to look at the state and county prematurity and low birth weight records. And we did chi-square and t-tests to detect differences over time compared to the state and also compared to the state and county outcomes. We had a total of 26 participants from June 2003 to August 2006. And June 2003 was when the program actually started. So our comparisons in June are partial year, and our comparisons in August are partial year. They're currently collecting the birth outcome data for the rest of 2006. The average age was 22.5, 85% African American, a little over half had not completed high school. It was the first pregnancy for about half of them, and 74% of them had not had a previous live birth. Some of the successes that we found in looking at this program, one thing was that the prematurity prevention strategies were incorporated into an established Healthy Start program. Healthy Start programs are across the United States. South Carolina actually has three of them operating. And so there's an opportunity in many states to partner with their Healthy Start programs in looking at prematurity prevention. And the changes that were brought on by the partnership actually became institutionalized into Palmetto Healthy Start as being routinely used at this point with the risk survey that they're using and the heightened awareness. This awareness of risk factors for prematurity and interventions to prevent prematurity were promoted not just with women but also among healthcare providers and other consumers. And the Palmetto Healthy Start Prematurity Prevention Project worked with the University of South Carolina evaluators to establish a sound evaluation program that incorporated both process, impact, and outcome evaluation. And today I'm just talking about the outcome evaluation. In June 2003 through August 2006, the low birth weight ratio and prematurity ratio have dramatically declined for women who were in the Prematurity Prevention Partnership. 65% decline for low birth weight and a 47% decline for prematurity. And again, remember, we're looking mainly at African American women who have twice the risk of prematurity and low birth weight as their white counterparts. The ratio over time, you can see the reductions. We started out with a relatively high ratio. One caution is because this was partial year data, it's possible that some outliers would make it look worse than it might actually have been for a full year data. But the trend does hold true for each year. The rates went down, and they started out as quite high and went down to 13.1% for the prematurity ratio, which is very similar to the state and county for African American births. Low birth weight over time for the participants also showed that reduction, starting out getting close to 30%, went down to 9.3% by 2006. To compare African American only, looking at only African American women at the state level and the county level, you see that the difference here is that we see a very sharp decline in red for the women in the Palmetto Healthy Start program and the partnership. Somewhat flat and actually kind of an up and down in Richland County, and then a relatively flat but slightly increasing one in South Carolina. So the trends are much different in the county and the state than they are within this population, and we're getting very close to state and county levels in the program. When we looked also at extreme prematurity, this is less than 32 weeks completed gestation. These are the babies that are often at the most risk for infant mortality, and they're likely to have serious health and developmental challenges. We saw a 77% reduction over time for these clients in extreme prematurity. And to compare, here's the comparison to the state and the county. And again, by 2006, we were going below the county level and close to the state. Very low birth weight, less than 1,500 grams, also a very serious problem for many of these infants. 87% decrease in low birth weight for the clients in the program. And again, the comparisons, having the program participants go quite a lot improvement down to 1.28, which was lower than either the county or the state over time. Success stories. This is an example of how a resource mother can help her person. Deborah was a woman who was going through her fourth pregnancy, had never had a live birth, never been able to carry her babies to term. At 31 weeks, she started having symptoms of preterm labor that her resource mother noticed. And her resource mother then asked her more and found out that she was doing heavy lifting on the job. And so her resource mother got a prescription from her doctor to reduce her strenuous workload. She was able to keep her job, do a desk job. And at 35 weeks, she was able to keep her baby and not deliver till 35 weeks. And she delivered a small but healthy baby at that time. So we find that even if someone cannot reach 37 weeks completed, they can still get past that 32 weeks and have a much better outcome. I'd like to acknowledge that the Prematurity Partnership is supported by a grant from the South Carolina chapter of the March of Dimes. The Palmetto Healthy Start program is funded by the DHHS HRSA Bureau of Maternal and Child Health. The evaluation of the program was one of the University of South Carolina Institute for Partnerships to Eliminate Health Disparities projects, and it was funded by the Palmetto Health Office of Community Services. Palmetto Health is two of the major hospitals in the Columbia area that partner to do community services. The contents of this presentation are solely the responsibility of the authors and might not be reflected on the funding agencies, but I wanted to just remind you that we're all here to see healthier mothers and healthier children, and we're very pleased to have a program that seems to be showing some real inroads in a fairly intractable health disparity. Thanks.